Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. InterServe's John Kennedy says one of their partners in Afghanistan confirmed a disturbing report.
The imams had called for a day of rage where they encouraged their Muslim people to protest, go onto the streets, and so on. Our people have learned over the years that they're attuned into those kinds of pronouncements and warnings, and they have to lie low, they have to not go out.
The day passed without incident, although tensions remain. Even so, Kennedy says it won't affect their outreach in the long term. Pray for wisdom for their staff. Next, there's been little word on the draft amendments to Russia's religion law. However, for those involved in ministry in-country, there is concern. Greater Europe Missions' Liz Loeffler says the subtle shift in mindset supporting these changes creates a challenge for their team.
I've just seen much more emphasis put on some of the laws that were on the books that hadn't been enforced before with regard to registration of visas for mission workers.
Loeffler doesn't want to react prematurely and urges prayer as they wait and see. In order to continue their ministry, it's not out of the question to consider becoming a bivocational missionary. And the release of the World Bible Translation Center's ERV Hungarian New Testament set an exciting project into motion. An enthusiastic Hungarian seminary student is working to make the recording available on the internet for free due to scarcity of resources. Meanwhile, a new believer wanted to find a way to use her voice for ministry. God brought visionary and talent together, and they've been working together to allow Hungarian-speaking people to hear the message of Christ. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sat7's DVD, Made in the Middle East, is an award-winning film that will help you understand the Middle East situation better. Get your free copy at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.